Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget, Ben will be back tomorrow. He is off today with some family stuff. If you do follow old Ben on social media and the Twitter and Facebook and all that, send him some love. Family going through some stuff there, but he'll definitely be back tomorrow. But, man, I know he hates missing this because there are very few days that are better here on the Ben and Skin Show when we are graced with the presence of one of the old-time DFW goats. He's ours. We took him Germany, the mighty Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah. How are you guys?
So good to see you, man.
Good to see you guys.
You look...
It took me a little longer. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Late. We're going to keep you till 8 tonight.
Perfect.
You look like you got some sun. Have you been vacationing a little bit?
Yeah, I literally actually just got back last Monday. Took the kids to the beach. Had a fantastic time. Was in the Caribbean for almost 2 weeks and was fantastic. The weather was great. And took some family down there and really relaxed. Played a little tennis and got lots of sun. So it was amazing. And now I'm here basically the month of June until the baseball, and after that we're going to Europe and travel a little bit and see my family, so her sides of the family. So should be a good month here, and enjoy the weather hopefully, and enjoy my time.
Okay, we'll get back to the baseball game, but I have a couple quick vacation questions. I'm very interested in this because you know I always tell people, man, Dirk is about as international a family. His family's about as international family as you'll get. Your wife has European roots and African roots. You have your German roots. You guys met in Dallas. You're at least going to have some kind of base here, you know, moving forward and all that. But you guys are citizens of the world. Now, I've been online. You make decent money. So you have the opportunity to travel and do things. So when you go and do all these different things, how far in advance do you plan? Does wifey make these plans for you? How do you go to all these different places?
Well, we kind of pick them together, and sort of last year was sort of easy for us. We always try to hit some family members, always do Germany, always do Sweden, where her dad lives. Most summers do Kenya, where she has tons and tons of family. And last year went to France, all the France, because her brother played in the European Championship there with soccer. And so we always kind of hit a few normal spots, and then we hit a few different spots. So this year was Turks and Caicos, beautiful island. The beaches are incredible down there. So we really enjoyed our time there. And like I said, going to Europe here in a month.
Quick Turks and Caicos question, because it's an unbelievable place. My wife, I'd never heard of it. And I think my wife heard of it on Oprah. And so she booked it. This is like 6 or 7 years ago. Uh-huh. I'd never heard of it. We go and I was like, God, this place is paradise. And the only thing I figured, I was like, oh, hey, Trevor Ariza's from here or something. Oh, no, no. Yeah, yeah. I think Trevor Ariza. I think he grew up there or something.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
But anyways, the one time I was there, I've been there twice, but the one time I was there, Travis Best was staying. That's your guy.
That's my guy.
He was, and boy, did I whip his ass at the bar. He was so tired of me. Yeah. And then they were going, yeah, last week, Robert Ory was here. So when you went, apparently Turks and Caicos, it's a string of islands. So you could go on your own private island if you wanted to.
Uh-huh,
I think Prince used to have a place there, rest in peace, and Bill Clinton. So did you go stay on your own separate island, or did you stay at a resort with Travis Best?
Yeah, no, I didn't see Travis this time. We stayed on the main island this time, and we had a house there, and just completely chilled. Didn't really do much. Went out a couple times for some nice dinners, and her brothers actually came. They were off in their season, so it was just great family time and good beach time, and that was it.
Now, has the vacationing changed for you now that you're a daddy, and you know you got family members wanting to see the kiddos and all that stuff?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's all about the kids now, especially with three. But they love the water. The bigger two already swim, sort of.
Wow.
So they were in the pool all day, every day, and sometimes in the ocean. And it was a great time. And you know, the good thing on vacation, there's nothing to do but hang out with the kids. You know, here there's always something and run around or go work out, and I miss half the morning.
Your radio interview.
Yeah, that too. I'd be stuck in traffic for an hour. And And there's just nothing to do but hang out and chill with the kids.
There's like two lights on the whole island. I mean, there's basically a strip and like a couple grocery stores and then the beach. It really is an amazing place. And yeah. I you know, these places change over time. But when I was flying back, this like engineer from the island was saying, yeah, we have this debate where we don't want any buildings on the island to be taller than, I think he said, 10 stories. And obviously people want to come in and, you know, make it this very touristy kind of thing. And then there's a struggle to keep the island as it is. But you've probably been to a lot of Caribbean islands, I would imagine. Where does Turks rank with some of the other places you've been?
Oh, man, it's right up there. That's why we've been there two or three times now. And we usually try a new spot every year. Been to tons of islands down there. Now every summer we go somewhere different. But this is the second, third time now we ended up in Turks. And just because the beaches are so, I think that one beach strip is like voted the best beach in the world.
It's amazing.
Yeah, every year. And what's it called? Grace Bay.
Grace Bay.
Yeah, so that's fantastic and a great place to go.
This time of year, do you ever start reminiscing? Here's what I get caught up every early June, and I get on YouTube and I'm watching the NBA Finals mini movies, and then I'm kind of crying in my room. Do you think about this time of year though? Does it kind of bring those memories back from 6 years ago?
I see it on Twitter I'm on Twitter every day, and I see stuff today. Whatever, 5-6 years ago, they beat the Thunder to move on, and then today they won, stole Game Two, and something like that, obviously, I see, and then it brings back, obviously, great memories, but I don't always want to live in those memories, yeah. You know, but it's obviously hard to avoid. It was some of the most special moments and time of my life and my career, and I'm sure I'll never forget it, and these are nice little reminders every now and then.
Does Brian Cardinal ever call you, go, Dirk, 6 years ago today, that Game 2 thing happened, man, that was so kick-ass.
He's been quiet, so I got to light him up, but I'm going to see him for, obviously he's coming in for the baseball, so it'll be good to see him, but I haven't seen him in a bit, we text just once in a while, but that's my guy.
Okay, so I don't follow soccer, but I know you're a big soccer guy, mm-hmm. and I want like an introduction into soccer. Okay. So we're always talking about the Champions League final, and everyone says you're like, yeah, I know you love all this stuff.
You watch it?
Where do I start? No, I try, and I don't even know what to do. I don't know who I'm pulling for. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like, I just like, well, hey, FC Dallas, yeah. I'll support them, you know, yeah, here in town. Know,
it's, it's tough when you don't grow up with a sport. For me, it was kind of easy coming here. I didn't grow up with baseball. I didn't grow up with football. But since I live here, it was easy just to support the local team because I didn't know any better and didn't have a team growing up. But obviously grew up with soccer, watched it my entire life. So obviously I know what I'm looking at. And I thought the Champions League final was fantastic. And Real Madrid actually has a German player that I know, Toni Kroos. He's a friend of mine.
Wow.
And so obviously supported him, even though Turin also had a German player. Real was just so fantastic. They had a great year. They won their league in Spain, and then obviously won their Champions League. So they had a fantastic year.
And then, you know, obviously Jessica's brothers play soccer. So the teams that they're associated with, is that like your new favorite team, or who's your team?
Yeah, so we watch them almost every week. Unfortunately, Marcus plays in the second division in England, and there you can't really get a lot of games here. I think on BeIN Sports every now and then you get one. I think we watched one or two of his games. Other than that, it's all Premier League, and that's where Martin played there at Swansea. And they were able to save themselves. They were in a rough spot most of the year, and then they had a great finish at the end and stayed up, which is huge for them and huge for the club and for the area. And he celebrated a bit, and it was great to see them both.
Do you follow any ASA soccer? The Allen Sports Association?
Yeah, no.
The 10U Avengers.
You see, you kind of caught me off guard there. In my head, I'm like, hey, what?
There's a lot of leagues.
My son Desmond.
I know MLS. What?
My son Desmond is on the 10U okay. Avengers if you ever want to come to Allen.
How's he
doing? With season ended, didn't make the playoffs this year. Okay. It was a tough one, Dirk.
What position is he?
Well, they move around a lot. Oh, so everybody gets a little bit of
scrum following the ball.
Yeah. No, they do a good job of kind of staying in their areas, you know. But I'd like to get you up to Allen one weekend. I know you'd probably enjoy some soccer. I don't know. This is a good time to remind people that Facebook Live is happening. If you go to 105.3 The Fan's Facebook page, you can like it. And we're videoing this interview. Okay, let's talk baseball, man. Let's talk heroes. So I was looking at some of the folks that are involved this year. And man, I mean, every year it's gotten bigger and bigger. And actually, we should tell people, dude, I don't know if you even knew this. Did you know 70% of the tickets are already sold?
I did get a little update. 7,000 tickets sold already, and it's just
it's like, a juggernaut.
Still 3 weeks away. I'm a little surprised how the support from not only from the fans that show up every year, but also the celebs in the Metroplex. Some guys even flying in. The Cowboys have been the biggest supporter. I mean. This year with Dez and Dak and Zeke confirmed, so it's
how about that, man?
Unbelievable!
The new big three.
Yeah, so they every year they come out and send great players. So it's we're really fortunate, really lucky, and we won't take it for granted. So get your tickets now. There's only a couple thousand left, and it's a blast as always.
Yeah, like Dirk said, you really do need to get on the stick now because I'm afraid if you don't, they will be gone. One of the things that's a lot of fun is all the different people that are involved, but it's a great family night. KT said it earlier, one of the best sporting nights of the year. You can get your tickets at ticketreturn.com, or you can call 972-334-1993. Dr. Pepper Ballpark box office is also an area where you can get some seats. And one name I saw on the list, and I'm wondering if maybe you haven't, because he was at your first ever charity event for tennis this past September. Mm-hmm. You're going to be doing that again. And one of the guys that showed up was one of the highlights was Andy Roddick. And I looked down at this roster and your boy Andy Roddick is playing.
Yeah, I was actually surprised at that one. So we're actually doing the tennis thing again in September. So that was cool. A huge success last year.
It was awesome.
Everybody involved had fun. All the guys involved, even the celebs that came had a blast. So we're doing that again in September. And Andy last year said, I'm gonna come, but I have a charity event also, but it was in December. I couldn't go in Austin where he lives. And he said, well, I'm going to do a little item and send some fans up there, some winners. And if you could take care of them, give them tickets, and then I'll come again next year. So this is what happened there. And I took great care of them. They got some tickets. We played some horse with them on the practice court after. So he was so happy with that. He was fired up, and he said, "Hey, if you need me for the baseball, I come for that as well." And I was like, "Don't worry about the baseball. I'd rather have you for the tennis." He's like, "Hey, you were so great. So he's going to do both."
That's awesome.
And I'm fired up. Great dude. Great to have him. He brings some personality. Obviously, you saw him last year on the court. He's talking trash to some of our older players that bought in. I was like, "Oh my god, he's a little crazy." But he'll fit in great, and we'll have some fun with him for sure.
Okay, and so as you keep doing the things you're doing, your base expands and you start to meet more people. I know you've become friends with Ben Stiller and different things. So now that you're buddies with Andy Roddick, does that mean like Jess is buddies with Brooklyn Decker, or like are you like this superpower couples all hanging out together and such?
It hasn't happened like that. But maybe once I get to know Addy and Andy a little more, they. We're going to start hanging out, but obviously he lives in Austin, and so maybe. Well, I'll leave the future open to that.
So when do you start kind of like getting ready, getting your swing ready? You just take batting practice the day before?
I've been working on my core, so I can really rip because I really haven't made it out of the infield much. I mean, I had a few singles, but that's really all I had. I think I'm just too tall for that sport. I didn't grow up playing, so it's really hard, but... The only day we really practice is the day before that Friday. We have a little batting practice for everybody who wants to go in the morning. It's a blast. The media comes out, and whoever wants to hit hits. And if it's possible, I think my swing has gotten worse. Unfortunate.
And you like I've noticed this. You like playing first base though. Is that your
spot?
Yeah.
See, I mean, coach always looks at the roster, looks at me. He goes, "Hey, you can't really move much, obviously, we know, and that's a spot where you can just stand and catch the ball, and that's a good one." And one year I played actually, the pitcher is from their team, so then one guy steps in as the defender, as the pitcher, and I was doing that with Charles Barkley one year. We flipped back and forth, so that was a good spot where I didn't have to move much. So, yeah, coach is doing a good job hiding me in spots where I don't have to move.
There are so many great moments in the history of the game, and last year was one of the craziest when Jordan Spieth made a diving catch in right field like a week before heading off for a major golf tournament.
I remember that. I was holding my breath a little bit. Because first he said he doesn't want to play, but right. He comes out to support, and he wants to be there and have a great day. And then he saw everybody there, and he saw like 10,000 people there. He's like, screw that, I'm playing. And we're like, okay. And then he ends up diving all over the place. And, you know, once the competitive juices start flowing, it's a fun game. And I'm glad nothing happened and he was able to play the tournament a week later.
All right, we're going to get you to stick around for one more quick segment. We'll tell people where they can get the tickets, and I want to get your take on what's going on in the NBA Finals.
Done.
So we'll have one more quick segment with Dirk Nowitzki coming up next, right here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.